A federal judge in Boise on Tuesday ruled in favor of an initiative campaign that wants to require the state to devote more money to public schools. Judge Lynn Windmill says Reclaim Idaho was on track toward collecting the signatures it needs to put its measure on the November ballot when the pandemic hit. He gave the state a choice of two options: allow Reclaim Idaho another 48 days, the time it lost, to collect online signatures, or certify the initiative and put it on the ballot anyway. He said in-person canvassing is not an option because of the increase in the number of COVID cases in parts of the state. Reclaim Idaho had stopped its signature gathering because of the pandemic in mid-March. That was 2 days before Governor Little invoked a stay-at-home order. Its attorney argues the governor and secretary of state have refused to accommodate the group's requests since to recoup the lost signature gathering time. They argue the state is violating its First Amendment rights by not providing it with a safe way to collect signatures. State attorneys argued the campaign voluntarily cut short its signature gathering. They say extending the signature gathering into the summer would put an unfair burden on election workers who would have to certify signatures at a time when they're preparing for August and November elections. Windmill gave the state until the end of the day Friday to determine which of the two options it prefers. He says given the short time frame between now and November, he needed to make a decision quickly to allow signature gathering to resume if that's the remedy chosen. Reclaim Idaho wants the legislature to allocate another $170 million for public schools. The measure establishes a mechanism for raising that, setting Idaho's corporate tax rate at 8% and increasing the state's individual tax rate for people who make more than $250,000 a year. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.